programı herkes.
Really?
Boy ayacağım.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. I got one beautiful, beautiful daughter who I absolutely love. Love hanging out with her all day long and on weekends as well. However, toying with the idea of having another one, is it worth it? Or do these kids fight nowadays because they're so spoiled that all they do is punch each other in the face all day long? Excuse me. Let's talk to George in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you been?
All right. What's up, dude?
I just want to talk about the siblings. I have 3 older sisters, 2 little brothers, and 1 little sister.
Wow.
I know. Well, yeah. Me and my 2 oldest sisters, we get along pretty good. But with me and my sister Noemi, she's going to be 18 in 2 months. And, she just goes off on me if I'm, sitting in the same room with her.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Can you take her?
Of course.
Yeah.
She's a girl. Come on.
Yeah, so why does it bother you? You could knock her out.
You know, it's just she knows what to say to get, under my skin.
What did she tell you?
Stuff like, because I'm in wrestling and stuff. And she's like, why are you in wrestling? You should suck at it. You're not good enough to be in anything. You should just, run away and stuff.
Oh, I see. So she doesn't creatively get under your skin. She hits you over the head with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But that is, yeah, that's not right. But why do you listen to her?
I don't know.
Are you any good at wrestling?
Oh, yeah. I'm all right.
Do you think you can wrestle? You think you can beat Randy Wang at wrestling?
I don't know. How much does he weigh? Because I only weigh 106 pounds.
He weighs almost...
I'm 2.5 of you, dude.
He almost 3. He weighs 280 pounds. Could you take him?
Give me some training and probably I could take him.
How about you could take him tonight, man? We should set it up next time we're at the Commerce or somewhere, is have Randy Wang wrestle this 16-year-old kid. You're 16, right?
Yeah, I just turned 16.
Let's do that. I think you put Randy in one of those uniforms. What do you call that wrestling uniform?
Singlets.
Tights?
What is
singlets.
It?
Singlets.
What do you call it?
Singlets.
Inglets?
Yeah.
All right, get Randy in one of those. Do they make those in quadruple X?
Yeah, you just ask them, you ask them for their weight, and then they'll give it to you.
Wow.
Tim, if I wear one of those, my bra's going to show.
All right, hold on one sec, dude. We're going to give you a prize here, and then also we want to get a phone number and have you wrestle Randy.
All right.
All right, we'll show your sister that you're a great wrestler.
Thanks.
All right, hold on, dude. We're going to send you a Topspin. What is this? Yeah, Topspin for your Xbox 360, PS3, and Nintendo Wii. Play against Maria Sharapova and all the top tennis pros. For more information on Topspin 3, check out 2ksports.com. I wonder if, this is adding gas to the fire here. But we're giving this kid whose sister makes fun of him all the time a Maria Sharapova tennis video game.
Jesus Christ.
So, good luck. Let's talk to Jeremy in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how are you, sir?
All right, man. What do you got going?
Nothing. I guess the dynamic I was going to bring up would be, I've got a younger brother and sister, and the thing I'm 32 now, but the thing I noticed growing up was, my dad hung more with my brother, and my mom would hang with my sister, and, the family vacations, I'd just kind of be effed in the A a little bit,
Well, did you get a sense that they played favorites? Was it obvious?
A little bit, it was more like, I was just kind of, I was the oldest one, so I was kind of left home on the family vacations. I mean, it's not a big, you didn't really have a spot, to fit in.
Right.
So I guess my thing to you would be, have maybe one more kid, but the third one, no.
Yeah, I think you're right, dude. And thank you for the call. I think you're right. When you have 3, then the mom plays a favorite towards one of them, the dad plays a favorite towards the other, and then the third one ends up, robbing a liquor store and killing 2 guys. So you have to deal with that as well. Mitchell in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Hey, I'd like to take a shot at Randy Wang.
Oh, everybody wants to take a... You a wrestler?
No, actually, I've been doing Muay Thai for about 4 years.
You just want to kick him, then?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have you down in the Commerce. You can kick him after that kid wrestles him.
Sure.
Sure. That sounds good. Well, I have a little brother. He's 4 years younger. It's actually convenient for the parents sometimes, especially at the older ages, because if they're out and the kid's kind of wasted, the parents don't really have to go out. They can send the older brother out, too. So.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah. So if you're willing to put up through a period of time when they're, like, fighting constantly, that...
But how long is that period of time?
Well, as soon as he started college, we stopped.
Wow. I'm not waiting that long. I'm waiting 18 years for that.
Yeah. But then also, I was 4 years older, so I was already in college when he was when he was 14.
Yeah. So, there's a lady at that works here at the station who has two beautiful daughters, and I said, you know, I'm thinking about having a second one. She goes, don't. They fight every minute of every day. They hate each other. And when they hate each other on that level, it is so hard to turn that around.
I don't know about two girls, but I know about two guys. So yeah.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling, dude. Let's talk to a Sammy in Long Beach on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
All right, man.
Well, hey, I can pretty much go along with you, man. I'm about your age. I'm 41, and had a boy. Perfect. You know, we're really excited with him. He's a really cool kid. And we're mulling it over, and we have a second son, and he's 5. And so that's about what you would be in for
right.
If you had one now, I think.
Yeah.
And totally different personality. I mean, the first one was totally... You know, totally great. We thought, you know, there's no way we could do better. And the second one is unbelievable, you know?
Well, yeah, but see, that's my fear, that the first one, I mean, obviously, you know, I talk about it all the time, and I just adore her, and I think she's sensational. I don't know how I can get better than that.
Well, I didn't think so either. And then ours came out, and if it's not better, I mean, it's every bit as much. And,
is that right?
And it's a different personality, which is classic. Like, you know, you and your daughter, you got your thing where you go to the track. Well,
right.
I like to go to Vegas a lot and stuff. So we're going in a couple of weeks to Vegas, and we usually go over to Mandalay Bay or the Rio or something. And I let them, you know, they're out floating around with their mom during the day while I run in and gamble, and I always run out, check on them, run back in. So
it sounds like you have my life exactly. How old are the kids?
The kids are 10 and 5. And
yeah.
The 5-year-old comes up to me and he goes, hey, Dad, on the way in, are we going to be able to stop off at Prim Valley Resort? And I'm like, what? You know, so he's got it all wired, all the different places and everything, you know.
That's so classic. He knows the last stop before state line.
He is, you know, and he's classic, too, because, you know, they play like the Guitar Hero and stuff like that. And if you talk to him, you know, his favorite is, you know, what's your favorite bands and stuff, what do you like? And he's like, oh, I like arena rock. My favorite band's Foghat. And, you know, I don't know how many 5-year-olds are walking around saying their favorite band is Foghat, you know?
So that's pretty cool.
He's unbelievable.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, that's
so,
what you live for. You live for the funny moments and the times that they make you smile and they make you laugh.
No, exactly. You know, that's being about the same age, you know, when she was wanting to do it, and I'm like, oh, Lord, this, you know, I don't want to mess this up, and I don't want to go through this. And we had him, and, you know, just unbelievable, just really pleasantly surprised. And I really think it kind of goes into genetics. If you and her are able to create one like this, chances are, really, you're going to have one that's going to be
right.
equally as cool. And, you know, my boys, they fight.
Right.
But they always mellow it out. And it's like how they get, and your kids probably would be, they can mess with each other, but if anybody else messes with them, then they get real defensive over each other.
Oh, yeah, no,
they're
very protective. We were at a hotel a couple weeks ago, and my daughter ordered her, you know, some chicken strips or something, and the waitress said, how are they? And she just looked at the waitress, and she didn't say anything, and then the waitress left. And she turns to me and she goes, Dad, these are disgusting. She's only 2.5 years old. And yeah, and those are the moments that you live for, you know, those funny moments that, you know, they take you through the trying times.
Yeah, you know, I would say go for it because, you know what, if you get older and then you start, you know, there'll be a time coming up pretty soon where, you know, you won't want to do it. You'll think you're too old to do it. So
that's not today.
I would go ahead and say go for it. I mean, we kind of have them set up, and their personalities are so different. Like, right. The older one's real conscientious, and the younger one is more, you know, crazy guy. Mm. But they, you know, it works.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your advice, man.
No problem, buddy.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Sammy, man. All right, what do you think about having more than one kid? And a lot of people, you know, they go through that. They have a great kid, and they're like, should we test the waters and have another one? Or should we just stick with one great kid? I mean, are you sort of toying with perfection or fate if you got a great one, all of a sudden you got a dopey one, and you're like, oh, boom, look at this one, 2 years old and can't say anything. Oh, man. Greg in Valencia, you're on 97.1.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
You know, Laurie was my girlfriend that called in earlier.
Oh, is that right?
And she was, I was the boyfriend that said about the mom that wants to have the house.
Oh, yeah, she's 38, and your mom's going to give you a house if you get a kid.
Well, she can't afford that much, but a condo.
Okay.
But I've been begging and pleading to have my whole child. Because I'm an only child. She's the oldest of three. Her dad loves her the most.
Right.
Never admits it, but her dad loves her every time we go to Christmas. She always has a good time with her dad.
How old are you?
I'm 38, too.
Oh, you're both 38. Oh, that's right. You're like 8 months older than she is.
Right.
Now, so, what do you do for a living?
I'm an electrician. I'm an electric contractor, but it's very slow out right now.
Are you a union guy?
Well, I'm not, but I should be, but I'm not. Right. I own my own company.
All right. And how are you with the beer tonight or the weed? What do you got going?
Beer and weed?
Yeah, what do you
I don't do any of the other.
Is that right?
You know, just vodka and Gatorade.
Vodka and Gatorade.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
Thank God we cleared that up.
Thank you.
All right. Are you on vodka now?
No. Oh. I've been sober for about, off and on, for 3 years.
Okay.
What? What's funny?
I like sober on and off for 3 years.
What?
It's usually sober is a defined... It's an exact science. You know, it's
exactly.
Like the speed limit is 55. That's an exact science.
And some days, you know, hey.
I understand. I'm just saying I've never heard the term. I've been sober on and off for 3 years.
Well, that's the way it works, so.
All right. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. I've never heard the term. It's funny.
But I don't go down Bill and Bob, and I don't sit with those people.
All right. So you want the kid, and she doesn't want the kid.
I want three of them. I've already got names laid out.
Yeah, but she doesn't sound like she wants kids. She sounds like she doesn't want kids at all,
That's
dude.
That's the problem.
I know, but, I mean, you can't... Why don't you find somebody else, then?
No, because you know what? She is the love of my life.
Is she hot?
Very hot.
All right, she's very hot.
But listen to this.
And she loves you, and she doesn't want to be apart from you, but she doesn't want to have kids.
And I will have to deal with that.
I know, but, dude, you run the risk...
Is that acceptable?
Well, you run the risk of destroying that relationship if you have a kid.
Well, the thing is, I always, with women, it's like this. You go out with a lot of women since the day you were 14 and dropped, and you go out with a lot of women, and you want to find the perfect one of all the women that you went out with, and there's a little thing about every one.
Right.
And I found it with her. I love her with all my heart.
How long have you been dating?
10 to 12 years.
10 to 12 years.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, that's also a vague answer.
No, because that's what she said. That would be funny. But her family is very Catholic.
And yours is not.
Well, we're Danish and we're atheists.
Oh. Atheists?
Well, you know,
dude,
Danish.
This relationship is doomed. If you're atheist,
you think so?
She's very Catholic, she doesn't want to have kids, you want to have kids, I don't know what keeps you guys together. Maybe the Gatorade and the vodka.
No, I don't know. But if she doesn't want to, because my mom's peer pressure. You know what the thing is, though? Let me ask you this. And you have kids, which is fantastic.
Okay.
And you're asking on the air.
Thank you.
Should I have another one?
Wait, we should have you on every hour at the top of the hour to wrap these topics up. Okay, right. Yeah, go. Shoot.
So you're wondering whether or not, don't you know inside your heart?
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking. I'm at 50-50 on this thing.
See, but that's not fair. What about those? What about the other ones you already have? Aren't they special to you?
I have one child.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it's great. But I think it's great because they're not fighting all day. You know what I mean?
I watch all these reality shows because my wife watches these reality shows.
I do too.
Did your wife make you watch it, or do you just walk in and you're like, "Oh,
no, I catch it occasionally. I don't sit there and watch it."
And you're like,
it.
"Oh my god!" Like eight kids.
John and Kate plus eight.
Yeah. Oh my god! How did you know?
I look at that show.
Do you love it or do you hate it?
I like the show, but I don't like. I wouldn't like to be in his pants.
I wouldn't like.
Or
to be
I'm sorry,
her
his shoes. I guess his shoes, right?
But they are beautiful kids, aren't they?
They're great kids, but I don't want to be there. I don't want eight kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't want eight, but I would love to have three.
All right, Bubba, you sound very spiritual. You actually sound more spiritual than she is.
Well, I know there's all the gods. I mean, if every religion in the world, let's think about that for 1 second. There's like, what, 100?
I don't know.
There's always going to be a higher power. You know what's right and wrong in your heart. And that's the higher power.
There you go. All right, Bubba, you're a big stud, and we thank you for calling.
I'll call you next week.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes. We have next week off?
I hope so. I really hope so.
If we don't, just tell him we're not here.
Okay.
These are tape shows.
All right, he can hold on for John and Jeff.
All right, one more call here. Then we got to drag Malibu Dan and his pal Nate in here. They've written a great brand new song called America... is great or something like that.
Hey, buddies.
America's great or Italy sucks. I don't know what it is. All right, let's talk to, how about Albert in Azusa? You're on 97.1.
Hello, how you doing, Tim?
All right.
A pleasure to talk to you, Tim. Tim, I have one child, and after 3 years, I decided to have a second child. And the reason why was because I thought that a second child would be a nice gift, so to speak, to my son.
Was it?
I think it is. You know, as you know.
How old are your kids?
Now my children, they're my son is 16, and my daughter is 14.
All right, we congratulate for that. We got a bad connection with you, Marty in Claremont. You're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. Hey. I'm kind of in the same position as you were. I had a son, and he was six, and my wife and I was wondering about having another one so he wouldn't grow up alone.
Right.
And it turned out, unfortunately, we weren't able to have any more kids. So what we did is went to adopt a little girl. And when we did, she had a sister, so we took both of them. And I'm so glad.
How old were the kids?
My son is 11.
Now, how old were the girls when you adopted them?
4 and 5.
Wow.
And they were sisters, and my son was 2 years older, so he was 7, and it was the best thing.
Well, maybe that's not a way. That's not a bad way to go, is adopt a kid.
No, it's because they were the same age, they get along better, and they actually, it's good because one pushes the other in school.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually very proud of you, dude, that you took both, because can you imagine the heartache that one of those kids would have gone through if you just took one and left the other?
Well, that's why we didn't have the heart to break up the sisters. And
but was the adoption agency willing to break them up?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, is that right?
Yeah.
I tell you, when I go to the pound and I see two kittens that are brother and sister, I would never break them up.
Yeah, it was too hard for us to do, and you know, and it was a lot of work, and it was worth it.
What are the circumstances around them being in an orphanage? Were they recently orphaned?
Their parents were brought up on board on drugs,
right?
And they were actually taken out of the house because of that.
Have the parents come back to try to reclaim them or contact them?
No, they lost all parental rights. We decided on a closed adoption, which means the parents, once they give up the right, they have no contact.
So the parents don't know where those kids are?
No, they have no idea.
And how far are they from their biological parents? Is it the same state?
Same state, but we changed their first names, and we actually included our family name in with their name. So
is that a fear of yours, though, that they'd come by one night and try to grab those kids?
Oh, not at all. No. Not at all. I mean, there's no way. From what I understand, their parents actually, their mom actually has given birth to two more since.
Oh, great.
And the neat part about it was, is we give back to the Heart Foundation with the which is part of the San Bernardino County.
Dude, you've done a sensational job. We're going to give you something here. It's something very small compared to what you've done for these two kids. But that congratulations, man.
You know, I appreciate it, but like I said, you may want to think about adoption. And you
I know that's listen. You've opened my eyes to it, and I certainly will talk to my wife about it. We're going to give you a Motorola hands-free. That goes to a Marty there. Hands-free device for your Bluetooth-enabled cell phone. You may have gotten slammed this past week for yapping on that cell phone while driving. I see yous out there, and a lot of people are still doing that. I did it the other day. And go to Motorola.com/hands-free for more information. Keep those LAPDs off your back, man. It says here, keep the feds off your back. But those aren't federal cops, dude. Those are the boys. LAPD, the feds. All right, Malibu Dan is going to be in with Nate. Nate and Malibu Dan, they are going to, they've written a brand new song that is just horrendous. But they're very ambitious, and yet they have very little talent. And we're going to present a brand new song that they've written, see if you guys hate it as much as I do. What a setup. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. We'll do it live!
My favorite thing is a gyro.